Yes, you! You're looking sexy! Oh, and you're listening to the Kid Craddock Podcast. Kid Craddock in the morning.
30 minutes away from Beat the Bank. Yesterday, Sarah Kelly won the maximum during her turn of $580. And then Laura Foley came in and won $550 during her turn. She could have won $660. Nice. But she stayed in there a little bit longer. So we'll see how well we do today and Beat the Bank. We also got Love Letters to Kelly coming up. Probably about an hour away from Love Letters to Kelly.
That's a lot of stuff on this show.
Where Kelly answers all your questions. Shout out to Dr. Ben Carson overtaking Donald Trump in some of the new polls.
Wow.
Even Donald Trump said, it's a certain possibility that I won't make it. Even Donald Trump is acknowledging that.
I don't think Donald even planned on making it.
I think he wanted to run. I don't think he really...
He wanted to run. He wanted to stir up the pot, but I don't think he planned on going the distance.
Right.
That's just my assumption.
I think he was very surprised at how well he was doing with his...
Yeah.
With he's kind of going with it. He's going with the bit.
He's like, it's working. I'm going to keep going until it doesn't.
Whatever.
A little song from Whatever Wednesday right there. We can talk about that. And this one's from the text. By the way, our phone number is 800-KID-LIVE.
Yep. If you want to text us, you can call or text this number. 800-543-3548.
All right? All right. Yeah, we can take your Whatever Wednesdays on the text as well. Like this one right here from Jessica Q.
Okay.
Quick question. Any one of you or Kid Nation have any cute or creative ideas on a courthouse wedding? My fiance and I are getting married in a couple weeks, and we have a very minimal budget. I wanted to do something outdoors, but I guess that's too expensive. I know this is going to be small, but I still want it to be special. Help! Sad emoji.
Huh. Creative ideas on a courthouse wedding?
So they're just going to get, like, legally married at the court and they want to have a party?
They probably just want to have a cute party. Which is the way to go, I'd say.
The courthouse?
She wants suggestions on how to do
make
something
it cute.
Unique?
Yeah.
Well, the thing is, when you go to the courthouse... Typically, you have to go through, like, metal detectors and all this other kind of... I don't know.
I don't think she wants everybody at the courthouse. I think she wants an idea for after, like, the reception type
thing.
Oh,
okay.
They wanted to do something outdoors.
The zoo.
We're just overflowing with ideas,
aren't about,
we?
Weddings are hard for me.
Yeah, I just don't know how much things cost, but everyone can go to the zoo.
Maybe a tennis court, so you can go from the courthouse to the tennis court. Keep it a court thing.
Right.
I just think you could do something really sweet. In a backyard, somebody that's got a beautiful backyard and do a lot of little tea lights and stuff and make it pretty. You can go to the dollar store and get, I mean, I'm not trying to be funny. You can go to the dollar store and get some really pretty little jars, all mix and match jars and put different size candles in them. You can go on Pinterest and get a million ideas for little backyard parties, sweet decorations that won't cost you less than $100 to do the whole thing.
Because definitely don't break the bank.
And
with,
you don't
with
need to
wedding.
Break the bank.
No.
You know, it used to be when we, here I go again.
Sure.
Wedding receptions were cake and punch. And that was it. That's what we got.
Yeah.
And now it's become this elaborate where you have to put these huge fancy dinners. And that's fine. You're just as married as the person that had the $100,000 reception.
And I've been to a couple weddings here because it's wedding season. Jenna has as well. And seriously, the one thing that I hear the bride say every single time after the wedding was like, man, that was so fast. I don't feel like I got to enjoy it.
You can have a very sweet backyard,
so much money spent.
Backyard party, cake. You know, let everybody do a little bar if you want, and just let everybody be there to celebrate love. That's all it's about.
There you go.
That's how you do it right there. We'll take a call here. Apparently, we have somebody who's getting pretty famous on the internets. Emily.
Hello.
Hi.
So are you the one on the picture that went viral, or did you make it?
No, it was me. I'm the person in the picture.
Whoa. Okay. So what happened?
Okay. So. I'm only 17, and I posted a picture on Twitter, and it's just, like, me in, like, workout clothes, and I was like, yeah, like, I'm going to the gym. And someone took my photo, like, one of the larger, like, Facebook accounts took my photo, and they were, like, making fun of my weight and making fun of, like, how I look. And I was like, oh, and they didn't tag me. And then one of my friends was like, hey, I saw you on my Facebook newsfeed, and they're like, 25,000 people were just liking and like commenting on my body, which is kind of messed up.
It is messed up.
It is. Because I'm only like, and so I kind of felt bad at first, but then I realized the problem isn't like me.
It's not.
No, it's not you. It's all their insecurities. Yeah. All those people that make fun of you on that, they think that you don't exist
for some
reason. If you
could wrap your head around that at this age, you're going to be fine.
You'll be fine, baby.
Yeah, Emily.
Yeah, and like, I'm very level-headed.
Yeah.
And I'm like a positive person, so it doesn't bother me, but it bothers the fact, me more like the fact that like, they think that's okay.
You got a good hitter. I can tell already. What are you studying? No, you're probably a senior in high school.
She's 17, yeah.
You're a senior in high school?
Yeah, I'm a senior in high school.
You going to college?
Yeah, I'm going for journalism.
Well, good for you.
Oh, wow.
Come on by here and intern for us sometime.
Oh, sweet. That'd be amazing.
Right. Yeah.
Maybe you can specialize. I'm sure there's a course on social media responsibility or something. There's got to be some sort of course about that.
Yeah, you sound like you got it going on, girl.
Good for you for not letting that get you down. That does not have anything to do with you. Absolutely right.
Keep that chin up and forget those people that stole your picture. All right?
Thank you. Right.
Or sue them.
Yeah, we got your back. Yeah, sue them. Definitely sue them.
I will.
Take care. Have a wonderful day,
Emily.
Good luck in school.
What a great girl.
Yeah.
She's able to handle it like that.
Got her head screwed on right.
Yeah.
Good upbringing. Good parents.
This was very sad news that we heard this week. Austin, you want to bring up something about bacon?
Oh, yeah. Good morning.
What's up, morning?
I read this week that the World Health Organization is classifying bacon just as dangerous as smoking.
And cigarettes.
That's the most traumatic thing I've ever heard.
Yeah, I think that is a overstatement.
You, me, and Al are both sad because we just started the bacon diet.
Yeah, pretty much. No. I had four slices yesterday.
Yeah.
I don't let that survey take my decision.
They said that eating bacon every morning is good for you.
Yeah.
So Al and I started doing it recently, and then this whole thing comes out where it causes cancer.
And don't even think about having smoked bacon.
Don't even dare.
I think it's the smoke. It's the carcinogens, right? Isn't that what it is? It's the carcinogens and stuff in when you char things.
Yeah.
It's the processing and heating of all of those meats. They say the chemicals, similar to the chemicals in tobacco form.
Hmm. Well, Austin, you don't smoke cigarettes, do you?
Quit as of 2 years ago.
All right, then pick up the bacon.
No.
No.
Now you have to quit bacon.
I'm headed to the deli to get some bacon.
There's no way I'm quitting bacon.
You gotta get a bacon.
You can't.
You gotta get the bacon gum, bacon patch.
No.
Yeah.
Bakerette.
This is definitely what I want to see talked about on the debate.
Thank you. Yeah.
Debate, he says.
Yeah, I'm gonna see if I can get Carson and Trump to bring this up tonight. Fiorona, what's the lady's name?
Carly?
Mm-hmm.
The lady that. She's got
Carly.
Like 6%.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Jeb Bush and that other dude.
Wow.
That other dude?
Okay.
I don't know.
That's why we don't talk politics, Al.
I'm so bummed about bacon.
Everybody's bummed about bacon.
Whatever you like.
This is from the text from Chris. We were talking about chips yesterday, and we were saying that we wanted protein potato chips.
Protein chips, yeah.
We got a bunch of this yesterday. There's Quest potato chips.
Yeah, they're protein chips.
I didn't know about these. And now we know. So I just wanted to throw that in there.
All right.
Angie. Let's go with Angie. A little dating. A little pre-love letters to Kelly maybe here.
Okay.
Angie, what's going
on? So I'm 28 years old, and my boyfriend is 24. And everyone likes to tease me about being a cougar.
You are not a cougar, honey.
I think that term is way overused. So what would you call it then?
You're a lynx.
I don't even think it's that. Four years is not a big age difference
nothing.
At this point.
It's based off the girl's age, the feline scale on Urban Dictionary. If you're 12 and under, you're a house cat. 13 to 17 is a bobcat, wildcat. Then you would be in the lynx age category. Cougars, 40 to 49.
Hmm. You're not.
Just a girlfriend.
Yeah, you just happen to have a boyfriend that's a couple of years younger than you.
And people love to make
fun.
Don't
even sweat it.
Don't. You don't need a label.
We're just having a good time, so.
Yeah, you are.
I think everyone might be just a little bit jealous.
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
It,
right.
You know, it's not. You're not a cougar by any stretch of the imagination.
And it's probably the women that don't even have a man at all that
and
are trying to make fun of you.
And like Jennifer Lopez told me, she dates a much younger man, but she does not prey on younger men. She just happens to be dating a younger man.
Right.
So in her mind, she is not a cougar because she is not stalking younger men. And that's her definition.
This is a dude that happened to be in her life, working with, you know, he sees her every day.
More than married people that are giving me a hard time about it.
Yeah,
they're miserable. Is why
you're
giving
fine,
a hard time.
Angie.
They're so jealous.
You're not even remotely close to being
no,
a cougar.
Don't you worry about it. You have fun.
Yeah, you go. You'll go get it, girlfriend.
But tell them you're a lynx.
Yeah, tell them you're a lynx. This one's from Lindsay.
What's she say?
And this goes back to one of the most hated celebrities that we don't get behind ever, okay. Avril Lavigne.
Yeah.
Lindsay wants to know what happened during the Avril Lavigne interview that made the show dislike her so much. Been listening for 9 years, but never caught that episode.
Oh, gosh.
Well, we went to a...
There's been a few instances.
She came in for one of our concerts.
Right.
And she was late.
Mm-hmm.
And then she had to wait for a minute. And she was outside in the hallway kicking the wall because she was ready to talk now.
Right. So we were supposed to do an interview in one room, which was in the same hallway as the meet and greets were taking place. And they were lining up everybody to do the meet and greet. So she was going to do the interview, then go straight to the meet and greet. While everybody's standing out in the hallway, which is a cool experience for these kids to see Avril Lavigne in person.
Kids.
Yeah. She's sitting there going like, I need to talk now. I'm ready to go now. And she's kicking the wall.
Like a five-year-old.
And then she uttered, I think she said, I don't even want to do the meet and greet. And so the
kids. When people did meet and greet with her, she had her arms folded. And she wouldn't let anyone, come within a foot.
You couldn't stand anywhere near her. It's the most awkward. She's sitting there, like, the sour face, and everybody's grinning like a fool, standing 2 feet away from her, because they're still trying to make the most of a situation. She's just a horrible, miserable, extremely talented, very talented human being. I love her music, but...
Maybe she changed. Maybe she's different now.
No, she's not.
No.
That's in her spirit. That's in her spirit.
That is why we do not like Avril Lavigne.
There you go.
Collection.
One of the very few Canadians that are not very nice.
That's right.
And those stories are all over the place from everyone in the industry.
Yeah, it's not just us.
Yeah.
It's not just us.
Yeah, that's not us telling you what we heard.
Probably
that's
has a lot to do
that happened to us.
With why she's where she's at with her career, yeah.
I have a whatever Wednesday question that I was thinking about last night.
Okay.
What?
My buddy just got married, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's the buddy that I didn't get to go to the wedding because of the weather.
Mm-hmm.
But I was looking at pictures yesterday. His wife has an identical twin. And I've known them for 9 years. Or actually longer than that, probably 12 or 13. I can't tell them apart. They're identical. So I'm thinking, if you marry a girl that has an identical twin, mm-hmm. and the other one is married to another guy, and you see the pictures of her making out with the other guy, do you get jealous? You know?
Well, if you know 100% that it's her, then...
But it looks like your wife
I hear you.
Making out with another dude.
Yeah.
And us guys, we're
very complex.
Do you get jealous?
That's what you ponder late at
night.
I don't know why I started. I couldn't go to sleep because I was thinking about that.
You got a wife and two kids, and that's what you're thinking about late at night.
I found that they start looking different, even if they're identical to you.
Yeah.
You know, the husband can probably always tell.
Yeah.
Usually.
Yeah, it was so intriguing to me that I wanted to call my buddy last night.
But oh, my God. Ask him?
I didn't call him, though. Yeah, I didn't call and ask him just because I felt that'd be a weird call. I will take one last one here for whatever Wednesday. Dominic has a joke for us. Hey, Dominic, how you doing this morning? Dominic?
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 This is your one chance here.
All right, Dominic.
You can launch your career.
Dominic. Right. You might have to end with another call.
All right, Dom.
That's
later,
kind of
man.
Depressing.
Well, I'm wondering what Dominic's joke was.
Oh, maybe this is part of the joke.
Is this the joke, Dominic? Maybe he'll come in after the music. Maybe he's a comedian.
I don't think so, dude. I think he's got either some stage fright.
Dominic's young.
And here's Dominic.
Dominic?
Dominic, we know
I hear something.
There.
We hear you breathing, Dominic.
All right.
And we're not continuing the show until Dominic talks.
No,
Dominic.
I'm sorry.
Bye, Dominic.
I can't
Bye,
do
Dominic.
This.
Are you just going to end on that?
Yep.
You really want to get a hold of Dominic, don't you?
I'm sad.
It is exciting when a young kid
a joke came in.
Oh, well.
Look at that. Look at that on the text. Al and JC, bacon is only bad if you have a pack a day.
There you go.
Yeah, I'm only having a couple. That's not bad.
Yeah, that's not bad.
Yeah, that's one or two a day.
Yeah,
not too
I'm
bad.
I'm just having a four-pack.
Yeah. A four-pack?
Well, I mean, four slices.
Oh, sure, sure.
Yeah.
Hey, we got Beat the Bank coming up. Make sure you got that phone handy. We're 15 minutes away from having you call in, get inside the bank vault, and possibly winning up to $1,000.
Got it.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Five-minute countdown to Beat the Bank.
Five minutes.
We'll play shortly. Cool to see people that we've had in studio finally get what they deserve. Like Andy Grammer. We've had Andy Grammer on the show for a few years.
Yeah.
And you always listen to his songs and you're like, man, this guy is so good. Why is he not just getting radio play all over the place?
Right.
And it finally happened over the summer with Honey, I'm Good. Finally. And he's on Dancing with the Stars now. And last night, Andy Grammer kicked off game one of the World Series by singing the national anthem.
Really?
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight o'er the ramparts we watched.
Get it, Andy.
Were so gallantly streaming in the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting in air gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled banner.
Does he have a tie to either one of these cities?
I know he started in Venice Beach.
Because I would think that they would bring in like the hometown pride to sing, you know, for one of those cities.
Yeah.
I guess the home city. I'm just wondering. I'm just asking. I'm not trying to crochet.
I know he started in L.A. when he started his, but he is.
Is he originally from?
Born in Los Angeles.
Yeah, because you'd think they'd bring in somebody from that home city that's done good. I mean, I don't know. Maybe that's just me.
Yeah, that makes sense.
He's just got.
They should
good.
Ask me to.
He's actually. He grew up in Chester, New York.
Okay.
So the Mets are in.
Well, the Mets are.
But they were playing in Kansas City. Oh, so that you wouldn't bring in a New Yorker to.
No. Maybe at some point it's just about getting a celebrity and they have a good team behind them. You know,
is it same network?
Getting them the gig.
World Series and Dancing with the Stars.
No, Dancing with the Stars is ABC.
This was Fox.
This is on Fox.
That's right. Yeah.
Speaking of Fox. Fox had an issue with their broadcast last night. Let's take a listen to how they handled that.
All right.
We have lost our picture. Hi. We were having some technical difficulties at Eric Karros and Dontrell Willis here. As soon as those issues are resolved, we'll get you back to Kansas City as it stands right now. I don't think it's a weather problem because it wasn't raining at the time of this. We lost power to the truck, we're being told. But as soon as we regain power, we will get it back to Kansas City. What have you seen out of a Matt Harvey so far, Dontrell?
You definitely have to be ready for that.
I hear our music. Does that mean we're going back to Kansas City?
How long was it?
We're going back to Kansas City right now.
Nobody's telling anything, poor guy.
The explanation for this delay
there you go.
Is that Fox Broadcasting has taken some kind of a technical glitch.
Yikes. Won't you have like a backup?
Have you ever gone past like one of those power trucks, the mobile truck, I guess is what they call it, the live truck?
Yeah.
And wondered what would happen if you like unplugged something?
No, I've never wondered.
I have.
I've never done it, but I've always kind of, what if I just unplugged it? I wonder what if you just miss everything.
Right?
I've wondered.
Like, what if this is some huge prank by some kid that was just walking by the truck and was like,
right.
I'm not really a fan of baseball, so. Unplug.
Well, why are you at the stadium, dummy?
Hey, Al, do you want to go in the back and unplug a random cord? See what happens?
Yeah.
No.
Dare ya.
Not going to have chicken on my butt.
Dare ya.
I double dog dare ya.
Not going to have chicken on my butt. No siree.
Yeah, you said. Haven't you ever wondered? You just said it.
Al would just happen to unplug his own mic.
That would be Al's luck right there.
What happens if I unplug
it? But the Kansas City Royals took game one, 14 innings, I believe.
Yeah.
I didn't make it all the way.
Oh, my gosh.
5 hours of baseball last
after
night.
How long was the delay?
It was a while.
Now, the broadcast just delayed. The game kept going.
They stopped the game, too.
I was sleeping.
They delayed the game as well.
Okay.
But we had an inside-the-park home run. The starting pitcher for Kansas City, his father passed away before the game.
Oh, man.
And there was reports out there, like, did he know? Did he not know? Lots of drama last night for the World Series. Like the drama we bring with Beat the Bank. Yes, it's time to play round one. We play twice an hour. If you don't get in this hour, don't worry. We'll play again in an hour. but it's all about now. Our phone number is 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-KID. I'm sorry, I stepped on you a little bit, Al.
Sorry. It's okay to step on Al sometimes. He can take it. He's strong. Hey, we'll take caller number 13 to play. We'll put you inside the bank vault. Your job is just to yell stop. That's it. That's how much money you win. We'll play next.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Beat the bank. Chocolate day. Milky way. Bank day. Curtain way.
Yeah.
Beat the bank.
Little Miss Muffet action
there.
There
you go.
Now,
yes, Al.
Something very interesting. Until today is National Chocolate Day.
Right.
So I'm making this rap this morning while I'm walking my dog. So I said, curds and whey. And I'm like, what are curds and whey? I just assumed that curds and whey.
Is it like oatmeal?
I assumed.
I know they're cheese curds.
Yeah.
That curds and whey were chocolate because Little Miss Muffet was sitting on her tuffet eating her curds and whey. I'm like, what would you eat when you're sitting on your tuffet? You're probably going to eat chocolate.
I just
assumed all my life.
And also, what's tuffet?
That's your butt. I guess.
She was in a beanbag. Curds and whey are actually the lumps and liquid found in cottage cheese.
Yeah.
I love big curd, the large curd cottage cheese. It's my favorite.
No idea. I just assumed until today that curds, not that I've given a lot of thought, but I assumed it was a chocolate product.
Whey had something to do with oatmeal, and she was eating some sort of cheesy oatmeal. But
we got whey protein.
I've never Googled it.
Yeah.
But I would like to say, how'd you like that rap, Reese?
Yay, Reese.
My daughter's little friend in the neighborhood loves your raps.
Hey, Reese. Hello. Hold on.
She said Monday, she goes, Mrs. Raspberry. She calls me Mrs. Raspberry. I don't correct her. Mrs. Raspberry, can you say my name on the radio?
So if you want your name said on the radio, go ahead and hit Kelly Raspberry up.
Well, only if you live the alley behind me and you're best friends with my daughter and your name happens to be Reese.
Yeah. All right.
And you can always text a rap. We have some up here. I didn't see them.
You haven't done it yet.
You can text us at 800-543-3548, and maybe your rap will be on the radio next. We'll do it again in about 50 minutes.
Who would have thought that curds and whey would have been in a rap?
Right.
Probably the first time ever. I don't think I could eat anything that rhymes with curd.
Curd?
Yeah, you know? It's just, I can't.
It's just weird. You eat bird.
That's very true.
But
good one, Jenna.
I call it chicken, though.
Barnyard pimp.
Fine.
It's a bird.
I call it chicken. Let's say hello to Michael Odom.
Hey,
Michael.
What up, Michael?
Not so much. How's it going, guys?
You the man.
Great, man.
Tell us about yourself, dog.
All right. Well, I got me a dog named Pitch. I'm 18 years old and recently graduated from high school. Got me a pretty good job going. We're going out on a trip for 21 days, a retail gig.
A retail gig? What do you sell?
It's pretty much like kites, flags, all that kind of stuff.
Huh.
Small toys for the children, whatever they like, you know?
Okay.
Wow.
All right, do your thing, dog.
So you get to, like, basically play all day with toys.
Yeah, pretty much. It's fun.
What is a job like that pay? I'm not asking what you make, but what does a job like that pay?
Is it commission?
It's not too much. I mean, it is just, like, you know, for people that are going to college. You know, it's right over the minimum wage, but it's pretty good.
Okay. Commission off the toys?
Say that again?
Commission?
Do you get
commission off the toys? She wants to know.
No, I don't get any commission. I'm sorry.
I'm trying to think what I made when I was 18 years old. Well, when I was 19, I went to work for United Parcel Service, and I made $8 an hour unloading feeder trucks.
That's actually pretty good, Al.
That was actually pretty good.
Yeah,
I thought I was rich.
You know,
rich.
These stories are delaying him from winning my name.
Come on, Al.
We could all tell what we did at 18 or 19 if you'd lie.
I'm trying to get to know my man.
We know him.
Well, why are you telling us about you then?
good point, Kelly.
Okay, we got plenty of time in the day.
Plenty of time in the day for Michael here.
All right.
Michael, we're going to put you inside the bank vault. Make sure when you think the banker said the highest amount for that turn that you yell stop. Even if it's $1,000, which is the maximum, you still got to yell stop. If it closes on you, you'll get nothing. And we don't like that for you, Michael. We need you to win some money, buddy, for that trip you're about to take. All right, we got all the rules. Al, I want to ask you how you're feeling today.
Today's hump day.
Yeah.
I'm feeling fairly decent, Michael. Fairly decent, all right?
There you go.
I'm feeling fairly
decent. What does fairly decent mean?
It's
kind of like partly cloudy.
All the way.
Partly cloudy is partly sunny.
Yeah.
So, yeah, not all the way, but fairly
feeling good.
Decent. It's not good. It's not great. It's not bad. Fair.
But, Michael, Al's not the one playing. It's you.
That's right.
It's all up to what you want to get, Michael. All right. Let's get ready and let's play
Beat the Bank.
240.
Wow. Nice start.
290. 370. 520. 680. 710.
Stop.
Oh, thank you, Mike.
Hey, I would have stopped right there too, okay. Michael.
Thank
were
you, Michael.
Were you whispering to yourself or somebody in the car?
Oh, it's just me.
I've never heard $500 before.
He's 18, man. He's 18 years old. He just got $710?
I don't even know.
$710 for you, Michael.
Way to go,
Odom.
Michael.
What are you going to do with that money, Michael?
Well, I'm actually planning on spending on my family for Christmas this year.
Good for you.
Look at this guy.
Good job, bro.
Nice. Got his act together.
You got a girlfriend, Michael?
I do not.
But you got a cool dog.
Yeah.
Yeah, I do. He's a husky Rottweiler mix is what he is.
Hey, Jenna.
Is he going to road with you when you take this 21-day trip?
No. He's a little too hyper for that.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Dogs get hype.
Well, let's see how far this thing would have gone had you not stopped at $710.
Get it. Just for fun.
All right.
1,000.
Oh! Oh, Michael.
That's okay.
That's all right. Okay. Hey, we didn't know. Hey.
See, that's Al's fault.
Yeah.
Because Al wasn't feeling great. He's feeling
fine.
Yeah.
You know, I'm still 1,710. I'm enjoying
that's
my day.
Right. That's right. Right.
Look at all this good attitude we're getting today. Good job, Michael.
All right, brother. All
hang
right.
on for us, Michael. We'll get you all set up with your money. There he goes.
100% Al's fault.
$710. we'll play again in less than an hour.
National Chocolate Day. Don't be blaming me for stuff.
Oh, it's also National I Love You Day.
I saw that.
Yeah.
So what are we supposed to do?
I don't know.
Tell somebody I love you.
Kelly, I love you.
No.
This is awkward.
No, wait a minute. I think you need to build up to that. Like, you need to.
Too soon?
Like, no. I think you need to have a couple of sentences.
Got
I
it.
Love the way, you know, blah, blah,
what?
Blah, blah.
That's then, not, no. How do you make
love
the rules?
It's I love you day. So it's like
it's know, I love you day. How like, perfect.
Like, give them a reason. Give her a
well,
reason.
Well, I feel bad. I love you too, JC.
Thanks.
Now you can't look me in the eye, right?
No, it's awkward.
It's awkward.
Full
it's
eye awkward. Contact.
No,
we
weird.
Have to say it to each other.
Say it to my face.
I was. Oh, you were looking at me. All right, JC, you ready?
Yeah.
We'll do it at the same time. Look at me. 1, 2, 3.
I love you. Why is it so weird to say I love you looking at...
What?
What?
What? You're looking at me.
Oh, Al wants it.
You want to say it?
You want
it? You want to say it to me?
Yeah.
You want to say it together?
Go ahead, Al.
Come on.
1, 2, 3. I love you.
Oh, Al, you cheat.
Al, you know you love me, Sean.
I love you. I love you too, Jenna. Jenna's over there all being unloved.
Jenna?
Yeah, right?
I love you.
You look me in the eye.
I can
do it. I'm so good at saying I love you to people that don't say it back.
Look him in the eye. Look him in the eye and do it. Y'all both do it. Look in the eye.
Why are you crying?
Because I'm so sentimental right now.
Oh, my gosh.
Look her
crying.
In the eye.
Okay.
All right. 1, 2, 3. I love you.
It's so weird.
All right. Now me and you, JC.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You have to.
All right.
Be serious.
In the eyes.
Come on.
Like JC's eyes are literally watering.
Because I'm, it's weird.
It's so awkward.
You know when it's weird? You cry?
Because you caught the feels today.
This is weird.
I got the feels.
All right, I'm looking at you, didn't I?
All right, look at me.
All right, I am.
Tell me.
1, 2, 3.
I love you.
That is weird. That is weird.
That's so weird.
It is. Why is that so weird?
I don't know. It's easy to do it, like, with your boyfriend or girlfriend or your wife, but, like, your friends,
y'all
it's weird.
Y'all should do that. Everybody that's listening should do that in the office today.
Yeah.
It's so look at unexplainably straight, weird.
Straight in the eye.
On the count of three.
Yeah, and then say, I love you.
Do it creepy one time.
Or don't tell them it's I love you day. Just say, I love you.
Oh, creepy.
And Shannon's in the control room. Hey, Shannon.
I love you.
You just got a spit laugh.
Let's celebrate I Love You Day with love letters to Kelly.
There you go.
We got a letter from someone in Kid Nation who wants to know if she should try becoming a bad girl.
Okay, girl.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Big congratulations to Michael Odom. Won $710 just a few minutes ago with Beat the Bank. 18 years old and really rich now, ladies. That's what he is. We'll play again in 30 minutes, like you just heard. We got a bunch of great love letters to Kelly lined up. Kelly, you're going to have to give out some good advice this time around.
Oh, I'll try.
Kelly's going to be on
as
point.
As opposed to the other time, because I don't care.
You pretty much give great advice every single time.
So it's National I Love You, speaking of love letters and stuff.
Yeah.
So I went to the deli just now.
Yeah.
And this lady, I didn't know her. She was out there. She was there pouring a cup of coffee. So she's walking out. And I said, I love you. I'd never seen her before. And she apparently didn't hear the bit. And so I just said, I love you. And she just started walking a little faster.
It makes people very uncomfortable.
You freaked her out, Al.
Love is too much.
Yeah. I mean, like, we were like, as far as Kelly is for me, Kelly's about 3 or 4 feet from me. And she's walking past me. I go, I love you.
Yeah.
I looked at her in the eye.
That's so fun.
She's walking a little fast.
Freaked her out.
All right, let's celebrate I Love You Day with
love letters. Love letters to Kelly.
Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
I am.
Last night I told my boyfriend something that's been bothering me.
I love you.
We don't really talk anymore. He said, I know. I don't like that. And I don't like doing the same thing every night either. I work and go to law school full time, so I don't get home until after 9 p.m. And he's a full-time mechanic, so we are both exhausted and just want to watch TV at the end of the day. We just bought a house, so our budget is tight, and I typically study all weekend. How do we change up the routine without breaking the bank? I want to keep him excited. Sarah.
Well, I mean, they just don't talk anymore is the problem, and they're bored in a routine.
Yeah. Law school's a tough
period
of time.
It is a tough time, but you need to take one day, and it could be just a random Tuesday or whatever. And just say, this is our day. And you, JC, you and Kinsey did this recently. You didn't do anything really big budget-wise. You just went and had lunch somewhere.
Yeah.
Went and had cocktails on a patio. That's how you reconnect, is just go on a date with each other. Just take one day. And you're going to say, it's impossible, I can't. No, you can both find one afternoon. You can, you know, maybe you can work half a day. There's some time. Maybe it's a Sunday afternoon where you can just reconnect and go on a date. It does not have to be a big expensive thing, but you have to sit down and talk to each other. Maybe you can make some rules. You're not allowed to talk about the garage, and I'm not allowed to talk about law school. And it might, you might find out, man, we really don't have anything to talk about.
Right.
It's going to force you.
And I know this sounds silly, but I've been in this position. I was living with a guy in Cleveland, Ohio, and he was in law school and studying all the time. Mm-hmm. And I was bored and, like, needy and cooking and, like, hang out with me. So we started playing, and we didn't have a lot of money, so we started playing games. Like, instead of just watching the TV at night.
Board games? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we would cook food and open a bottle of wine on a Friday night and not go out. And we would play Scattergories, or we would play some
fun
board games.
Right.
That, in the wintertime, it sounds kind of boring, but it's different than watching TV, and then you make each other laugh, and it's a little more engaging, and it's free.
Yeah, and like you said, you both watch TV, just have a rule, just one night a week maybe.
Yeah.
No TV. We cook and drink a bottle of wine and play games. That's a wonderful idea. It doesn't have to be a lot of money.
No.
Just about being together. To interact differently.
But definitely keep dating each other.
Or get a new recipe. Let's try. We don't turn on the TV tonight. We're going to try cooking something really ridiculous, you know, chicken Monte Cristo or whatever. I don't know. And just be silly together.
Cook naked.
I wouldn't advise that.
No.
I had a horrible incident with boiling water one time.
Yeah. Just cook some naked. Cook naked.
Love letters. Love letters to Kelly.
Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
I am.
My fiance and I are both nurses and are getting married next month. Mm. We already have a beautiful baby boy together. My problem is, since he is a nurse, he works in a field full of women, available, pretty women. He says they flirt with him sometimes, and I have even caught him Snapchatting a female coworker before. Mm. He says that nothing would ever happen, but I cannot stop thinking about it. It's starting to affect our relationship because he is tired of my insecurities, and I'm always so anxious about other girls hitting on him at work that I can barely eat or sleep.
Oh, goodness, girl.
How can I get over my jealousy and insecurity and just trust him? Please help me, Amber.
If you don't get over it, you're going to push him away. He's telling you right now how annoying you are. And there's nothing less sexy than an insecure woman.
Right.
Yeah.
There's nothing less sexy than an insecure man.
Sure.
And guess what? You're one of those pretty nurses yourself.
You are. But, you know, is he being inappropriate Snapchatting other nurses? Probably.
It's Snapchat.
I don't get Snapchat.
You just send cool, funny stories.
Why do you need to be doing that?
But look at it this way. He's surrounded with all of these pretty nurses, and he's choosing you.
Right.
You've been chosen.
You need to start telling yourself, I am hot. Mm-hmm. This is my man. And you start believing it and acting like it. You'll start treating him differently. If you start believing that stuff yourself.
Right.
Yeah.
It's really interesting. It's the power of I am. Whatever you say, you're going to attract.
Yeah.
If you wake up in the morning, and we've all had that day where you're like, I look good today. Something about your entire day is different. But if you start off the day as like, I look like crap. Imagine the energy is bad. So if you're telling yourself, I'm hot. I got my man. Ooh, he's it's going to completely change the way
sometimes
you act.
Sometimes faking it convinces you to feel
it. Really
it
really does. But you
record
put it out
that.
There.
Record that and play it back the next day. Kelly comes in here and says, "I look like crap."
We all have those days. You can't be Susie Sunshine every day. We all have those down days, but you can change it.
What about those days you wake up and you look in the mirror and you're like, "Oh, I'm looking hot today," and then you get to work and Kelly goes, "What's wrong with your hair, JC?"
You don't care. You know.
Love letters to Kelly.
Dear Kelly, you're the love expert.
Mm-hmm.
My boyfriend of 6 months recently broke up with me because he thinks I'm too much of a good girl. Ooh. I've never been the kind of girl that goes out clubbing every weekend or smokes cigs or pot or does drugs. It's just not me.
Cigs.
Plus, I work in a middle school, so those activities don't really fit my current lifestyle. Anyway, when he broke up with me, he told me that I was perfect in every way except that he wanted a girl that was kind of into that stuff. Should I forget about him and move on, or maybe give being a bad girl a try?
No, just be yourself.
I'm only 23, but I fear I may be single forever.
Oh, 23? Okay, look, you're just not compatible.
Bro.
It's a hard thing because, you know, when somebody tells you we're not compatible, I've had to say that to somebody. Somebody's had to say that to me, and it hurts. But you can't change who you are. It's the core of your being. And you're only, I know people hate to hear that, I'm 23, but you're only 23. Trust me, you've got a lot more people to date, and there's going to come a guy that loves that about you, loves all those things about you. So don't, no. If you want to go try out and be a bad girl, try it. You're going to be miserable, and you're going to feel dirty. I mean, it's just not you. It's not you.
Like, what does she need to do to be a bad girl?
Go out and party and smoke? I mean, come on.
He's obviously saying
he just wants somebody that's not
that's
so
edgier,
perfect.
But that's not her.
Like
that's
Rihanna?
Not her.
Like what?
Like Rihanna. Rihanna's a bad girl, right? Like that kind
of
attitude?
There's a whole range of bad girl, but obviously he just thinks she's a little...
Too straight. It's fine. You're too straight for him.
You can put a little bit of hoochie in your game, but you don't have to like be a bad girl.
No.
Yeah. What was that thing?
You're just not a compatible couple, and that stinks.
And there's two kind of girls. There's the bad girls. I'm sorry, I'm not pointing at you, Jenna. But I'm just, I'm not. I swear, I'm putting my hand like this. But there's bad girls, the girls that, you know, you want to party with and hang out with, blah, blah, blah. And then there's the good girl that you'll probably take home to mom. You're not going to take the bad girl home to your mom.
Yeah, but you still want the good girl you take on to mom to be kind of bad behind closed
doors. A little bit.
Just be you.
Yeah. Just be who you are.
If you're not edgy, you're not edgy.
And we hate the good girl that's the over-trier to be bad, you know, because we know that's not you. You're going to end up getting drunk at 9 o'clock and fall or something like that.
You'll fall.
Love letters to Kelly.
Yeah, I'm a bad girl. I have the drunk mystery bruise. Yeah. I have the drunk mystery girl bruise that's on my thigh, and I don't know what it's from.
Y'all, we see it Sunday morning at brunch.
Yeah, that's
how did I get that?
What is this?
That's how you can tell which girls are the party girls. They always have bruises after the weekend on their legs.
Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
I am.
This is a good one. So I met a great guy at a wedding that we were both a part of back in June, and we started dating. I'm not one that just goes out on dates, so I told him from the beginning that I date for marriage and asked if he was okay with that, and he was. We both thought that God had orchestrated our meeting and that we were meant to be together.
Aww.
Oh, and did I mention he's 23 and I'm 28? Aww. And I believe that this is where the problem started. He wanted to boost his career that's just starting out, and I am ready to settle down. Fast forward to mid-September, and things just started falling apart. We enjoyed each other, but I could see that I was not a priority in his life. And, well, I broke up with him 2 weeks ago, but I miss him like crazy. I think about him all the time. I know we're not meant to be together romantically, which makes me sad, but I really want to be his friend and don't know how to handle it, which makes me sadder. Help, Kelly, how do I initiate a friendship with him, which is kind of how we started, Britt.
You don't. Britt, you'll get over it the minute you get the new one. So the only reason you're still hung up on him is because you don't have the new one. Mm-hmm. And if you seriously are dating for marriage only, then if you've ruled this guy out, then there's no need to...
Right.
What is this maintaining friendship crap?
No.
You don't need to be friends
with
somebody.
That's just because you haven't found... I promise you, the minute you find somebody new, what friendship? You won't even care about that.
She misses the hookup. She wants the hookup back.
Yeah.
That's all it is.
It didn't work out. Like you said, and that's fine. I had a girlfriend that told guys that she dated for marriage, too, and it scares some of them off, but some of them that are of the same mindset will stick around, and she ended up married to the guy. So
we'll say
I think it's a little bit soon to say on the first date, I'm dating for marriage.
Yes.
That's my personal
opinion. You should know in your own head.
But you can say that. And
have you been friends with an ex, Kelly?
Not friends, but we would reach out from time to time.
For what?
What that mean?
Well, duh.
Yeah.
Reach out.
Come on.
It's possible.
You reach out for the hookup.
Oh, that's not friends. That's just... This is possible.
You know, that's safe zone.
Yeah.
You know,
it's hard.
It's possible, but you can't force it. It might organically, you might become friends again at some point, but that's a rare situation.
I wouldn't say I'm on horrible terms with any of my exes, but I'm not friends. I wouldn't say I'm. Okay, you can
this
have friendly
too awkward,
feelings.
Right?
You get friendly feelings, but we're not going out to lunch and stuff together.
I just go in every once in a while.
That just doesn't.
And the older you get, the less that happens. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think I saw a message from somebody that said that they go to lunch and hang out with their ex all the time, but they're not friends.
No.
Well, that's what a friend does.
That's the hook.
Then they're dating.
That's right,
if you're
but they're not
out
dating.
With somebody having lunch and you're not friends, that means you're dating?
That was really confusing because they broke up, but they still go out to lunch and dinner and stuff to catch up with each other. But they're not considered friends. They don't consider each other friends.
They just want to be with somebody until somebody else rolls along.
They're not
those
romantic.
Those are seat fillers.
No romance.
Seat fillers. Relationship
seat fillers.
That's somebody to go do
good
something
term.
With.
I like that.
Yeah. Al, you're friends with a bunch of exes, aren't you?
I'm kind of like Kelly. I don't have a bad relationship with anybody, but I don't see them. Like, we just don't, you know.
It's like, why?
Yeah. There's nothing there. So, you know, why? Why?
Once in a while, I'll get like a Facebook message, like on my birthday or something from an ex from forever. Just, you know,
hey, how you doing?
I just saw, you know, remember today was your birthday, that kind of thing. But we don't talk the whole year.
I have a hard enough time trying to spend time with my girlfriend. And I sure don't have time to start, you know, spending time with ex-girlfriend. You know what I'm saying? So seriously.
I'm
busy.
Because Jenna, you were friends with Lawyer Boy for a little bit after you guys broke up.
Who?
Your Lawyer Boy, the guy who was in law school.
I forget him. Oh, my college boyfriend.
Yeah.
Yeah, now he's marrying my college girlfriend.
Oh.
Isn't that crazy? But yeah, we managed to be friends. But then again, I was over it and he was not.
Oh, he wanted some.
Mm-hmm. You know, but yeah, we managed to be friends. And when you see people at bars, you can be friends depending on how things ended.
Right.
I mean friendly.
Yeah.
But we weren't hanging out.
I don't think
his soon to be wife, who was my college friend, would be fine with it. He blocked me on his Instagram. What's up with
Whoa.
That?
That means he's over it.
No, that means
means he's not over it.
No,
That means he's not allowed or
that
something.
That means she has something to
right?
do
Right? Isn't that weird?
He blocked
he's
you?
Not
we
over,
just
he's
became
like,
friends.
Yeah.
And and this has been 8 years ago, and now I can't see his profile, and I'm like, well, I'm happy that he's happy.
Give me his handle and I'll friend request him.
Yeah, I'll friend request
him.
You're not allowed to block people unless they troll you.
Don't do the loop
around. I don't get the random just block for no reason.
I think that was probably a request. You know what I mean?
That's the security right there. If you want to write a love letter to Kelly, make sure you go to kidnation.com. It's right there ready for you. You just click on the tab, write us a letter.
Bam.
We'll read it on air. And also look for the bonus section if you have bonus points. People are like, hey, I'm looking for the bonus section. I can't
find it.
It's there.
It's right there. It says bonus section.
No,
yeah.
Guys.
Right there with what's happening tomorrow, there's like a little box, and then you just go down a lot further.
Right.
It's right over there somewhere.
It's to the left of Contact Us.
Totally.
And then to the right of About the Show.
Yeah.
Somewhere in there.
Yeah. Contact Us, About the Show, somewhere down there.
What you may have missed, and then it says bonus points.
It's the Kid Kratic Morning Show.
Kimberly.
Is that from
the text message?
From the text message, yes. She texted that in at 800-543-3548. See, I told you. You just text it in, and I'll say it and say your name.
I told you.
Yeah.
Ain't no thing.
You get shout out and everything.
Yeah. Thank you, Kimberly.
Rebecca, congratulations. You're caller number 23. Welcome.
Oh, my God. Oh,
my God. Hi.
Surprise.
Oh, my God, I'm faking.
Yeah, you didn't think so, huh?
Oh, come here. Let me give you a radio hug.
Yeah.
Come here.
Oh, my
come
God.
Here.
Thank you. I absolutely love y'all.
Oh, well, it's I love you day.
It's I love
it
you day.
It is I love you day.
I love you, Rebecca.
Rebecca,
thank
I love you.
I love you too, Jenna. I'm shaking.
I love you, Rebecca.
You're going to be fine.
Rebecca, what are you doing this morning?
I just dropped my girls off at school, and I'm heading to work.
Aww. What do you do?
Oh.
I work for a mortgage lending company in the accounts receivable.
Woohoo!
Ooh.
You know, surprisingly, I didn't think that I would enjoy it as much as I do. I used to be a certified vet tech for 3 years, and then, unfortunately, I decided to pick up an 85-pound dog by myself and hurt my back.
Oh, girl. Wow.
What?
We had a vet tech on yesterday, didn't we?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes, y'all did. I was so excited. I was like, yes, shout out to the vet tech.
Yeah.
Shout out to the vet tech. All right, Rebecca. Well, let's get you an account receivable check.
Yeah, there you go.
I would love that.
Let's get you some of that. We're going to put you inside the bank vault. The banker's going to be throwing dollar amounts your way. Your only job is to yell stop when you think it's gone as high as it's going to go. Now, it can get up to $1,000. You still have to yell stop if it goes that high. Because if it closes on you, what do you get, Al?
Zero, nada, nothing, zilch.
We don't want that to happen.
We don't want that, Rebecca.
No.
You sound like...
Al, can I ask how you're feeling?
Sure, Rebecca.
There you go.
I'm not feeling as good as I was last time, but, Rebecca, last time I was feeling fairly decent, and it went all the way to $1,000, so...
We're all off.
I was a little bit off, so just because I'm not feeling it right this second doesn't mean anything. I know nothing.
Okay.
All right?
That's true. He knows nothing.
I know nothing. Nada.
Zilch. I mean, literally.
But I want you to win as much as possible, so... JC.
Let's get ready and let's play
Beat the Bank.
$210.
Whoa.
$310. $410. $510. $610.
Stop.
No.
Stop.
No.
Yay. I love her laugh in the middle.
$500. I laugh at $500.
You like it. You like it.
That was funny. Was that a nervous laughter?
It was.
$610 for you, Rebecca.
Good job, Rebecca.
What are you going to do with that money?
Thank you so much.
What are you going to do with the money, Rebecca?
Honestly, I just had back surgery, so it's going to go to bills.
Oh, this was recent that you got hurt at the vet tech.
That really did a number on you.
I've been dealing with it for 3 years, and
I see.
Finally got through the approval and everything.
Oof. Yeah, listen.
Wow.
And my two girls did tell me that if I won, my youngest wants to go into soccer, and my oldest wants to do gymnastics. So.
Well, there you go. Done and done.
I made a promise.
Hopefully that helps out with that. Let's see, just for fun, how high it would have gone, Rebecca.
Okay.
We're at 610.
Yay!
Wow!
Every
time I have it.
Yep.
Wow.
Got every bit, girlfriend.
I love it when we get the last number.
Just out of curiosity, how's the dog doing that you were trying to lift? 85-pound dog. Is he okay?
Yeah. It was my first day to do surgery, and, you know, I wanted to show off and not ask for help and...
Boom.
Unfortunately, I've been dealing with it ever since.
Yeah.
I'm so sorry.
It's always good to ask for help.
Yeah.
I've learned that.
Way to rub it in, JC.
Ask for help now.
All right.
You have a wonderful day, Rebecca. Thank you so much for listening and playing Beat the Bank with us. Enjoy your $610. We'll get you all set up right now.
Boom.
Boom. Like that.
Easy breezy.
Speaking of asking for help, my wife's crusade of saving people's necks.
Yes, it continues.
Your life. We got this text message right here.
Okay.
And it says, JC, your wife saved my next life. I was in a hurry yesterday when I got off work, had to stop by the store and was on the phone with my husband and felt the ting.
Oh.
You know that ting.
Oh, in
that
the neck, yep.
That ting.
I immediately thought of you guys and Kinsey and hung up. No goodbyes, no nothing, just hung up. Give Kinsey my love and thank her for her help. Love y'all, Gina.
Gina, felt the ting.
And she wants us to let her husband know that she does love her husband.
This all came from holding your cell phone with your ear against your...
Don't do it.
Yeah, with your neck against your shoulder.
It can ruin your life.
Well, you need to have a mantra. You know, kid had eat some corn. You need to have, don't hold your phone between your ear and your shoulder.
We do need to start a slogan, Al. You're right.
It's kind of long.
Yeah.
Protect the neck.
We'll shorten it up.
There you go. Protect the neck.
Protect the neck.
Protect the neck.
Protect the neck.
I like Al's better, actually.
What was Al's again?
Go ahead, Al.
Don't hold your phone between your ear and your shoulder blade.
Oh.
Sounds eerily familiar, too.
Don't blow your hose all over the
that
place.
That hashtag took up the entire tweet.
Yeah, now we can't tweet. Time Magazine came out with their 30 most influential teens.
Teens?
Teens. Right. These are just the teenagers, not the regular peeps.
Okay.
The list includes Kylie and Kendall Jenner, of course.
Are they at the top?
I don't know.
You can't argue that.
They are influential, whether good or bad.
Well, they influence fashion. They influence
and
selfies.
Their new apps. I need to get their new apps. They do makeup tutorials.
You
so
cannot argue that.
No.
Kylie's not too bad. Just the whole lip thing.
Yeah.
Right.
For the most part, they're good style. Then you got President Obama's daughter, Malia.
Okay.
What about Sasha? How would you feel if you're Sasha and your sister's named one of the most influential teens?
But how old is Sasha?
Maybe Sasha's the younger one.
She is.
Okay, so.
Because Malia's about to go off to college.
Malia's the one doing all the internships and partying and getting her picture taken.
Right, allegedly.
Yeah. Who else?
Then you got the clock kid.
Who? Oh.
The clock kid, the kid that showed up to school.
Ahmed.
Yeah, he's one of the most influential kids. He's getting everything, by the way. He's getting trips. He's going to get to go to the White House. Met the president.
Isn't he moving?
He's moving.
From Texas to Qatar or something?
Yeah, I think
to Qatar.
He's going to Qatar?
Qatar.
That's what it's called.
Really?
It's Qatar.
I thought it was Qatar.
I thought so, too. And then they announced the World Cup thing, and everybody kept saying Qatar. It's Qatar. Even though it looks like Qatar, it's Qatar.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, he's getting a house and everything. And, of course, I'm going to buy him a clock for a housewarming gift.
Wow.
Then you got Modern Family star Ariel Winter.
Who?
Funny.
Ariel Winter, she plays one of the daughters on Modern Family. And Jenna, Shawn Mendes.
Wow.
Shawn Mendes, one of the most influential teens. And I love his song Stitches because he sings about tamales. Frying up tamales, guys.
That is not what he's saying.
He's saying,
down to his knees.
He's saying, hold on, play it again, Shannon. I'll tell you what he's saying. You watch me bleed until I can't breathe. Frying up tamales.
Well, you're saying that. I can't hear it.
He's shaking down to his knees.
You don't say it, and let me hear it.
He's frying up tamales. You watch me bleed until I can't
breathe. Shaking body down to my knees. Shaking body down to my knees.
No, Kelly. He's saying,
falling
you watch me bleed until I can't eat chicken. Frying up tamales.
No.
Listen.
I don't believe that.
But you're misheard.
Well, we could do a bit later on about the most unusual words in songs. But
yeah.
I don't think he's saying
write that
tomorrow.
Up, Al. Write that up.
Sure, I got it.
Can you have that for us tomorrow?
Same time tomorrow. First break. Yeah, sure. Give me homework. All right. Yeah, you think I won't? I'll do it.
Shout out to Shawn Mendes for frying up tamales and stitches. I dig it. Don't forget, if you didn't win this round of Beat the Bank, we're going to play again tomorrow, 7:20 and 8:20 Central. Michael won $710. And then our girl, Rebecca, just won $610. Plenty more money to give away tomorrow.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.